Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. I am the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And boy, have we got a show for you today. But before we get started, Chrissy's in the house. Hi, Chrissy.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. I've had the best time today. I launched my other show this morning.
How exciting.
Yes, I did the first show ever on that one. And that's on KKNW in Seattle here.
Actually, yes. I caught you on video on that over here because we were watching.
Oh, no.
Oh, you sounded so good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's what's so great about it is you folks in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York on WBLQ will be able to listen to it as well. So it's great. So it's at 1 o'clock every two. Well, next week it'll be at 1 o'clock again, your time. And then, of course, I do this show at 5 o'clock your time. But then it'll be every second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Wonderful. So. And people can see you in the studio, right?
Yeah, they can. They can. So, you know, yes. You can't sit there in your pajamas and do the show. Or your sweats.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about the show we have today. We have got Dr. Dale, who's going to be with us, talking about something that is near and dear to a lot of women. And actually men, too. And we're going to be talking about the way women can naturally rejuvenate their hormone levels as they begin to go through the change. And there's a lot of controversy about that around hormone replacement therapy and menopause hormone therapy. And, you know, I'm a wholeness coach, and so I'm going through the change. And I absolutely refuse to go on the artificial hormones, or actually to do any kind of hormones for it, because it can be balanced, as we're going to discover with Dr. Dale, and with other methods. And I have clients who come to me who are going through the change, and their doctors have prescribed antidepressants for their mood swings, and then also estrogen cream. And we know that estrogen cream causes cervical cancer. It can cause that. And antidepressants really, you know, once you get on those, it's really hard to get off of them. And I'm not really sure that the women are clinically depressed and really should be taking these antidepressants. And I don't know when MDs crossed over and became therapist or psychotherapist to recommend these. I mean, if the person's clinically depressed and has really got a depression issue, then obviously they probably get some relief. But if it's just menopausal symptoms that are causing the mood swings and on like that, there's other ways of balancing it without going on antidepressants. And now, the other day, everybody knows I also do yoga. That's one of my deals. And I've been doing yoga for over 20 years. And yoga is a fabulous exercise for you to do when you're going through the change. But not just I just recommend it for everything, really, because it increases your flexibility, your strength, and your endurance. And if you do the right kind of yoga, it can also be a cardiovascular workout as well. It's good for the heart. So anyway, but what I have learned is that when I go to exercise and do yoga or whatever, if I don't want to get a hot flash, it's got to be done in a room with a normal temperature. Okay. And I used to live in Los Angeles. I just moved up to the Seattle area a year ago. And Bikram got into the Seattle area as far as the yoga is concerned and got himself pretty well ingrained in there. So I'm having a hard time finding a yoga studio that doesn't do hot yoga or some sort of Bikram yoga, because heating the yoga studios up to 104 degrees were, say, past 75 and 76 degrees when you are doing a workout is not the best thing to do, especially if you're going through menopause, because those extreme temperatures can definitely trigger a hot flash. So now I researched this yoga studio before I took the class, and I went in there to make sure it wasn't a hot yoga, it wasn't a Bikram yoga, they weren't going to turn up the temperature on the room. Now it's in the summertime, okay, so it's hot already, okay. So we're going through the yoga class, and a third of the way through, I mean, we're already sweating, a third of the way through, the instructor decides to turn the heat on. Sure enough, the heat went on, and I got a hot flash, okay? So this irritated the you-know-what out of me. So I opened up the door to the outside because I just could not take it. And he was not real thrilled about that, so we had words afterwards, but the thing of it is that I've been practicing yoga for over 20 years. I've also been teaching it since, I don't know, 2002, 2003, in yoga studios, and now I do privates. And, you know, the young man, he was in maybe his late 20s, early 30s, and didn't quite understand hormonal changes and things like that. But it irritated me. But the thing of it was, is I was like, why in the world is this irritating me so much, and why am I doing this? And then it dawned on me, oh yes, because I've got this show coming up so that I can talk about menopause and the change that women have to go through. But it also told me that, I think there's a market here, because I've been given privates, and I think I'm going to start doing more with the privates, like maybe put them on a CD or something, or MP3 or something like that, however you do it, you know, video wise, so that I can share it with my listeners. So anyway, we have got Dr. Teresa Dale here with us today, and I'm so excited to have her here. She is a renowned healer and educator with over 25 years of experience helping patients transform their personal beliefs about illness into wellness. And she's also an author, lecturer, inventor, and president of the Wellness Center, dean and founder of the California College of Natural Medicine and Homeopathic Hormone Rejuvenation Therapy. And she has revolutionized the way women can go naturally and through menopause and naturally rejuvenate their hormone levels. So welcome, Dr. Dale. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It is such a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, there's a lot of interesting statistics out there about the controversy of the hormone replacement therapy and menopause hormone therapy. Hormone replacement therapy it was developed to get rid of the symptoms such as the hot flashes and sweating of menopause, but it can have, if you do take it, it does increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, blood clots, and breast cancer. And if you go on the website, the National Cancer Institute's website, they have results from research that they did a while back, and the name of the research was the Women's Health Initiative, or WHI. And it has shown that menopause hormone therapy, MHT, is associated with urinary incontinence, dementia, stroke, blood clots, heart attacks, and breast cancer. And I thought this was a very interesting statistic. The rate of death from breast cancer for women taking estrogen and progesterone was 2.6 out of 10,000 women versus 1.3 out of 10,000 women taking a placebo. Another interesting thing is that, God forbid, you get lung cancer and you took estrogen and progesterone, you are more likely to die from the disease than if you didn't take those hormones. And studies have shown a documented decline in breast cancer in the United States after women stopped using the MHT therapy. And this happened after the study came out in July 2002. Another thing they think, though, that might have lowered the cancer the occurrences of cancer is the fact that women also aren't doing as many mammograms. And this seems to be counterintuitive for a lot of women. So, you know, because mammograms are supposed to help us detect cancer, but yet they can cause cancer. So do you have anything to say about that, Dr. Dale?
Yeah, well, this is, I have a book called Revitalize Your Hormones, Dr. Dale's 7 Step to a Healthier, Happier, and Sexier You. And this is a book with all the research that over the last, long time, regarding what happens when you do hormones. And before the Women's Health Initiative actually was released, for about 20 years before that, I have been getting women off of hormones and getting their hormones balanced using homeopathy, diet, getting toxins out of the body like heavy metals, which can exacerbate any kind of hot flashes or hormone symptoms, mood swings, fatigue. Heavy metals like mercury, lead, cadmium, nickel, that kind of thing, to detoxify the body. It's very hard to have healthy hormones all the time when you have toxins in your body. But what I've created to determine the efficacy of my system, my protocols, my products, is I invented a very accurate saliva test panel.
Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break. That's very interesting. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Dale about how she tests us with the saliva panel. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energized delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. Thank you, Chrissy, for that. I love that.
I thought you would like that.
That's great. All right. We have got Dr. Teresa Dale here with us today talking about how to naturally balance your hormones as you go through the change. And before the break, you mentioned a saliva test. Now, why is that important, Dr. Dale?
Well, you know, this is going to lead into another topic, but it's very important to know that doing saliva testing is much more accurate than having your blood tested. And that is the reason why I chose saliva testing to test well over 20,000 people in before and after studies to find out which hormones were toxic and which ones were not, and which hormones to use that created no side effects and which hormones would do that, would create serious side effects. So, and the reason why is that saliva test shows free unbound hormones. You test free unbound hormones. So you have more hormones available to test. And in blood testing, the hormones are bound, okay, so that you have less hormones available to test. So the difference between them is night and day in the results. And so women need to get this information to find out the truth about their body, first of all, and find out what the testing shows as far as their need for hormones, and if so, what which hormones, whether it's progesterone, estrogen, or testosterone, is really needed for the person. And then to make a wise choice and use homeopathic medicine instead of bioidentical or synthetic. And I know that you want me to talk about bioidentical hormones, and I talk about this all the time. Every place I lecture and whatever show I'm on, and what the studies show in well over 20,000 people, okay, over, is that bioidentical hormones are just as toxic as synthetic hormones. How do we know that? Well, if it was really bioidentical, would we see 500 times the levels that they're supposed to be? If they were really bioidentical, wouldn't the body use them just like their own hormones? That is totally not true. Totally not true. And we, in other words, if your progesterone should be 120, we see them 5,000, 10,000 instead of 120 if you're using bioidentical progesterone. And so we see people having symptoms, not feeling good. We see that patients come up to me, or people, whenever I'm lecturing in the audience, they'll come up and say, you know, I don't have cancer in my family. I just had a double mastectomy, and the only thing that I've been doing, no meds, no scripts, the only thing I've been doing is taking bioidentical hormones, Doc. What do you think? And it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that women are being marketed to. And it can all stop right here because you have good listeners and they can pass on the information. See? It can all stop. But women have to make a stand. They are not to be marketed to. They are, you know, people need to be educated that bioidentical hormones cause the body, and also synthetic hormones, and also the hormones from health food stores, cause the body to shut down its own ability to make hormones. This ages the body, which is the absolute opposite of what women want. They want to have anti-aging. They don't want to age their body. So bioidentical hormones, the stuff in the health food store, the synthetic hormones cause the body to shut down the ability to make its own hormones, period, because the creams that you're putting on the body, the hormones that you're taking are taking the place of what your body should do, you see, so that the body actually shuts down.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I'm so glad that you explained that about the bioidentical hormones and then also the hormones that you find in the health food stores, the creams and things like that, because I agree with you 100%. You don't need those. And they do nothing but screw up your natural balance. Yeah.
Right. Our circadian rhythm. We all have a rhythm, our circadian rhythm. And at certain times of the day and the afternoon and the night and in the morning, certain hormones, specific hormones, are produced. What happens when you take a hormone pill and that circadian rhythm that's supposed to happen is not going to happen that way? Why? Because it knows that you just took hormones, so that it throws the whole rhythm off. It's also called your chronobiology. It throws the whole thing out of balance, and it messes up the hypothalamus pituitary and adrenal axis. This axis, AXIS, communicates so that the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the ovaries, they all communicate with the adrenal glands. And so it's very important to keep that connection happening.
Yeah, it is. Now, also, you have here that the saliva test, you also look for candida and parasites. Now, how does all that work into this?
Well, you know, the thing about this is you're so right on, is that if a person has parasites, if a person has candida, it could be that their immune system is low from their using hormones. It could be that their immune system is low from having mercury fillings in their mouth or being exposed to toxicity, environmental toxins. And it could be that when your immune system is low, when you have parasites or candida, there's an indication that your immune system is low, and that is the adrenal glands. That's the adrenal glands not functioning correctly. And, of course, you're going to have more symptomology of whether it's hot flashes or it's fatigue or it's mood swings. The real answer here is using homeopathic hormone rejuvenation, and I have created a system for women that is proven in well over 20,000 people to work. And so women have a solution. There is a solution that is non-toxic and safe. And you may have parasites, you may have candida, because your immune system is in the toilet. And if your immune system is not functioning normally, then you can know that there is some kind of a hormone imbalance.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of studies out there that say that parasites and fungus are one of the number one causes of cancer. Do you find that to be true?
That is one of the causes. The other cause that may be even more prevalent and higher on the chain of causes, could be right at the top, is mercury fillings, root canals, and toxins from the, you know, heavy metals. That is what lowers the immune system so that you get fungus, parasites, candida, and ultimately possibly cancer.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting question is, now people ask, because they're exposed all the time. Everybody's exposed to candida. It's in our gut flora naturally. People are always exposed to parasites a lot. And we're also exposed to heavy metals, especially lead, Lead of arsenic, which is in pesticides, herbicides, and lead is an enhancer in those chemicals that they use. And you might grow your garden organically, but if your neighbor doesn't, or if you live next to a golf course or something like that, then you're going to be exposed to all that. So why is it the one person who's exposed to all that won't develop the heavy metal toxicities, the overgrowth of candida and the parasites, whereas somebody else will? And well, okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's like sooner or later, it's like somebody can develop toxicity now and another person may not do it until they have an emotional crisis happening in their life and all of a sudden they have one more thing that tips the scale in the immune system and then something happens. But sooner or later it does build up in human beings, all of it, and that's why it's so important to do a detox every 6 months to a year. I have created foundational programs that detoxification programs that I use in outpatient clinics of hospitals to get people, and so the doctors can get people off of their medications and help detoxify their body.
Yeah, there's also a theory too that another reason why is that these heavy metals, if you're deficient like in calcium or magnesium or some kind of nutrient like that, a mineral, these heavy metals take the place of that nutrient that you are deficient in your body. So that can be another reason too. But detox, like you said, Dr. Dale, is very important. And we have to take another quick break. Sorry about that. But when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. All right. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We are here with Dr. Dale talking about how you can balance your hormones naturally. And one of the ways that you can is by taking the omega-3 fatty acids, your flaxseed, your evening primrose oil, your fish oils, and that in high doses, and that can help. And then there's a controversy out there, and that's what's leading me to my what the bleep is that.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the F*** segment.
Okay, what I want to talk about today is canola oil, because the food industry says it's as good as olive oil, and it's really not. And I want to shed the light on that. So the oils that you need to be eating are the evening primrose oils, the flaxseed, the fish oils if you're not vegan. Let me see what else. Oh, yeah, olive oil, coconut oil is okay, and grapeseed oil as long as it's cold pressed, expeller pressed. And you want your extra virgin olive oil to be expeller pressed as well. So this is a deal about canola oil. There's a lot of hype that it's a safe oil, but and that it's supposedly alkaline, and so it, you know, makes your system become alkaline. But there's other sources that say that it's not alkaline, it's acid. And you don't want too much of an acid system, because that's what parasites and candida and all end diseases thrive in, is an acid system. And if your system's too acid, you're more prone to diseases. This is the deal with canola oil. First of all, it's a GMO product, and they get it from the rapeseed plant. Okay, so in Canada, that's where it originated. They took the rapeseed plant and modified it to produce canola oil. And rapeseed is used as a source of mustard gas and as an insecticide. So I don't think you really want to be eating it. The EPA considers it to be a biopesticide, and the body doesn't really eliminate it. So once the canola oil's in, it's kind of hard to get it out of your body. But we're going to be talking about detox in a minute. So Dr. Dale probably has something to say about that. In the processing of it, it is processed at a very high heat level. And the minute these oils are heated up, that's why I said you got to make sure your oils are expeller pressed or cold pressed. It turns the oils rancid. And the minute these oils turn rancid, they become carcinogens. So you don't want that. And they also use a solvent to extract it, usually hexane. And hexane or hexane is in gasoline. So I don't think you want to be eating it. And then the oil, of course, is bleached, degummed, and deodorized because it smells bad because it's gone rancid, okay? And they want to get that smell out of there. So I can't recommend it. And it's in everything. It's like you get your vegetable oils. If you go to the grocery store and you want a vegetable oil, it'll either be soy oil, which you all know how I feel about that, or it's going to be canola oil. So I say stay away from it, okay? All righty. Now, we were talking with Dr. Dale about how to balance your hormones naturally, and we're talking about toxins. There's another toxin that we need to talk about, and that's nickel. So Dr. Dale, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's actually, nickel is a neurotoxin, and actually it's used in children's mouths where a child will have a little crown to protect a tooth that's coming in. They'll put a little cap on the child, and it's metal. It's made out of partially nickel. Braces are made out of nickel, okay? Any kind of dentures or crowns that go in the mouth, just crowns, the metal is nickel, and it's a neurotoxin. It affects the entire neurological system is affected in a negative way. So we have to understand what nickel is, and that it is used in dentistry, And we will find we have to take care of when we go to the dentist in many, many ways. But that's one of the things you have to ask for. Make sure whatever you're getting doesn't have nickel. Okay, and also fillings. Fillings today can be plastic, and they contain bisphenol A. Both of those things will affect normal hormone production. Bisphenol A, for example, will exacerbate high estrogen levels. It will make estrogen levels higher. And when your progesterone levels are very high and your progesterone levels are low, then you have estrogen dominance. And that is in place. Estrogen dominance is there in all cases of cancer. So we have to be very, very aware of that. Heavy metals and bisphenol A. And the other thing, since we're talking about cancer, one of the most important things to take that will protect the body is iodine. The right source of iodine will protect against breast cancer, stomach cancer, various kinds of cancer. And the best way to take it is in an ionic form so that it doesn't build up and become toxic. An ionic form. So anytime you're ready to give my website out, they can go ahead and look there and get information, get educated on iodine. Very important for your thyroid hormones. It's important for ovaries, to protect ovaries. So we have to understand good things as well as the bad things.
Okay. Now, what do you say to a client who comes to you who's on synthyroid?
Well, Synthroid, it's very interesting that women are put on Synthroid and then the body, or men as well, mm-hmm. and then their body becomes addicted to it because their thyroid was perhaps functioning in a low capacity. Did you know that 52 million Americans have thyroid dysfunction? And those are only the ones that are counted, that are tested, that are on thyroid hormones, which are medication. And so 52 million Americans. Now, the single thing, there's two things that cause that. One is emotions. The biggest cause is mercury fillings in your mouth are a direct cause of thyroid issues. Another thing would be radiation. If you were exposed to a lot of nuclear radiation from Fukushima or any kind of radiation from dentistry, too much radiation will weaken the thyroid because the thyroid really stores a lot of the iodine in our body. And it's very important for protecting our body. So we have to know that the best iodine that will be cell ready to go to work right away and cannot become toxic is an ionic iodine, and they can find that on my website, nanoionic iodine. It's not common. And in order
give them your website real quick.
Okay, it's naturalhealingpro.com.
Okay.
And
naturalhealingpro.com.
Naturalhealingpro.com, and if they want to get some free tests to be able to test their body to see if they need a saliva test, to even see if that might be a good thing for them, they can do self-tests free. And that is on wellnesscenter.net.
Okay.
Wellnesscenter.net, one word, wellnesscenter.net. So they can peruse that, learn, have a lot of information, and then see what feels right to them.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that is an issue because I personally suffered from hypothyroidism and I couldn't get diagnosed because it didn't show up on my blood work. And that's, you know, what they do to see if you've got it or not. But I had it. I had to go to an energy healer. This is before I was really got into the nutrition and all. And that's how I found out that's what I had. And actually what that enabled me to do was do what I do now, which is be a nutritional consultant, because I realized I had to take charge of my own health care and find out how I was going to take care of this hypothyroidism that I did have. And so I also had IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. and I got certified in nutrition. So I learned, and you can balance it with that, but with iodine is very, very important. But yeah,
and
I mean,
once you're on a thyroid supplement, can you get off of it? Yes, you can get off of it. You just have to do the right things before you just get off of it. You have to slowly get off of it, and you have to detoxify the body, get the mercury fillings out of your mouth, remove the causes, and then set a course to detoxify it and use homeopathy, homeopathic medicine that will is designed for that, as well as the iodine, ionic iodine.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here shortly, but I've got to ask you one question. So if you're on the synthyroid medicine, you can get off of it?
Yes. I've done that with thousands of people, even people who want it were on it for 25 years.
Wow, but that's good.
The reason that they have a thyroid problem isn't the same for everyone. So we need to have an appointment on the phone to ascertain what the cause is, and I would need blood tests and all the necessary things to see what's causing the issue, and then slowly we work with the person's medical doctor if the patient or client wants to, and that's up to the client. And then we set a course letting the doctor know that here's what we're doing. They let the doctor know that we're going to start slowing this down, and then we continue testing until the person's off of it. It can be very quick, just depending on what is causing it.
Okay, that's very interesting, and thanks for sharing that. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about detox and how you can balance your hormones naturally. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We've got Dr. Dale here, and we're talking about how to balance your hormones naturally. But before we go further, it's time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come from the Saint Germain Foundation. And this is from the book, The Ascended Master Light. And the Ascended Master who's doing this discourse is Cyclopea. And Cyclopea says, "The great ones recently have been trying to hold your attention upon your ability to release the power of the presence to produce health and perfection in your bodies, because that is one of the great needs today. As long as you are disturbed by a feeling of distress within the body, you cannot give the clear concentrated attention to the presence, which would bring rapid results. When I say constant attention, I do not mean every moment of the day, but during the time that you are giving definite attention to your presence, do not let anything else interfere with that. If you want to sit down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and give your whole attention to your presence, do it, and do not let anything interfere with it. That is what I mean by your constant attention, because it must be unwavering during the time you hold your attention on your presence, so it can produce the greatest results. Remember, if you took a reading class and focused the light of the sun upon a given spot, if it is held still, it will set the outer substance on fire. If you hold your attention with the same steady focus to the mighty I Am presence, then its power will flood forth very quickly to produce perfection for you. But if you move the glass about and keep moving the focus of light, it would not produce any particular result. So it is with mankind today, in the seeming inability to hold the attention steady, individuals have not had the full result which they would like or expect to have. So you need to focus on your presence and get your body healthy. If you are suffering from a healthcare challenge, so that you have the energy and you can focus on your presence. And Dr. Dale, something happened to you back when you were 22 years old, which I think is amazing what happened to you and how you overcame that. And that's kind of in light of what this philosophy tip of the day is. Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. You know, that's probably one of the reasons why I created it, so that I could help people to also eliminate their own health problems, to cure their own health problems. Remember, it's legal in the United States to cure your own health problem. Lots of people do it.
Yes, and when, yes I did.
Right? When I was 22, I developed a uterine tumor, and I knew that I created it from what I experienced in my childhood. And my mother had 9 surgeries, and I grew up watching her bandages get changed, and I grew up watching her be very ill on so many meds that I never really knew who she was, because the meds change you and who you are. They make you act differently, okay? And not happy, not in a good way.
Right.
So anyway, when I was 22, I was diagnosed with the uterine tumor, and they asked me, they didn't really ask me. They said, "Well, we're going to do surgery." And I said, "No." And they said, what do you mean? You're 22 years old. What do you know? And I said, I know that the answer is no, because my gut tells me no, and that I will figure out how to fix it. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And I walked out and walked to a health food store and found a book by Paavo Arola called How to Get Well. And I opened it up to tumors, did the diet, worked on my belief system, worked on my mind, not a lot working on my mind because I didn't really know how to do that, but I changed a couple of important things, and the chief thing is that I had no fear of doing this. If I would have had surgery, I would have had a lot of fear, but I knew that this was the right way because there was no fear, and it felt good. It felt in my gut was saying yes. So in 6 months, the tumor was gone. And then 6 months after that, I had another x-ray, and the tumor was still gone. And 6 months after that, I had another x-ray, and the tumor was still gone. You see?
Wow.
So I did it at 22, knowing nothing and having zero support. No support from family, no support from friends, and no nutritionist, and no health provider at all. It was done from my gut, and I never even told anyone until, like a couple of years later. Because when you tell people, then they want you to do what they would do, which is
right.
Not what you would want to do, right?
Right, exactly.
Because everybody functions from a fear place. And as long as they're functioning from a fear place, they're not going to help you.
That's right. And what is fear? False evidence appearing real. I mean, seriously.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah. False evidence appearing real. That's an amazing story. I'm glad you shared that because we all have the power to heal ourselves. It depends on how we direct it, but we do. We all have the power and the energy to heal ourselves.
And we need to look at, excuse me for interrupting,
that's all right.
Who do we listen to? Do we listen to our health provider who is telling us how we're ill and we're going to die and we can't do this and we can't do that? Or do we listen to a health provider like Michelle Bond or Teresa Dale that's going to tell you that you can do it and empower you to get well? You have to realize, and look at who you listen to.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes. So, yeah, it's all in the mind. And who you listen to influences how your mind's going to think. And so it's all very important. It's all very important. We're going to have to go here shortly. So can you summarize how we can balance our hormones naturally?
I would do a saliva test, and you can find those and read more about it on my website. I would do a saliva test. I would then, with the saliva test, when you get the results, you get a custom program that is included in the price of the saliva test. So it's basically you get it in a package. And so you get a 6-page program designed to correct the issues that are found by the lab on the saliva test. You do the saliva test in your own home. We give you instructions, and then you send it into the lab, okay? And then the lab sends it to me, and we work out your program. And the program tells you diet. It supports a healthy diet like what we're talking about. It supports things you don't want to do. It supports things that are healthy for you to do, as well as give you the recommendations for hormone rejuvenation and for perhaps some vitamins that would be good or supplements that would be good and a detoxification program. Detoxing is so very important to get the hormones out that you were taking. What happens to those hormones that you were taking? They get stored in the body, in the liver, in the kidneys, and everywhere. They don't just come out when you stop it. So you need a detox program to shift this and to help all of the filtering organs to detoxify, and then you will have no side effects in detoxification. So you might want to check on the website for an organic, wild-crafted, raw detox program.
And that's on your website?
It is under detoxification. You will see the whole body deep cleanse, or the slow cleanse. Both of them are designed, organic, no fillers, no binders, veggie caps, really clean. And do they work really
okay.
well? People feel
Give them
better.
Real quick your website because we're going to have to go in one
okay.
minute. Real quick.
It's naturalhealingpro.com.
Okay, great. Naturalhealingpro.com. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Teresa Dale. I've enjoyed having you. This has been great.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I've enjoyed it as well. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in and listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. So make sure you catch me next week at 1 p.m. On the East Coast and also 5 p.m. on the East Coast for you Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York people. And I will be here at 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 2 p.m. on the West Coast. I can't keep it all straight next week. So thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.